Hi, my name is Shanine from The Hoot and Howl, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. One of my favorite anime is Violet Evergarden. If you want something beautiful, sweet, and heart-wrenchingly emotional, this is the anime for you. The country is at war, and the army is looking for any advantage they can get. Even if that advantage is found in the form of an abandoned child that they train into a weapon of violence. Fortunately, this girl is taken under the wing of tender-hearted Major Bougainvillea, who cares for her, teaches her how to read and write, and gives her her name, Violet. He values her as more than a tool of war. He values her as her. In the last great battle of the war, the Major is injured and presumed dead, but his final act is pushing Violet to safety and telling her that he loves her. Being raised on violence, Violet is less knowledgeable about emotions, particularly love. In her new life after the war, as a letter writer for hire, she is on a quest to understand the Major's last words to her, to understand what love is. She may not understand what love is, but she is drawn to it all the same. She recognizes the power and importance of love. Many clients come to her to have her write letters for them full of love. Love for siblings, friends, children, and lovers. Through the writing of these letters, as well as the friendships that she develops, she slowly comes to understand more about love. And she eventually does succeed, not just in understanding what love is, but in being able to express it to others as well. She goes out of her way to help others with their problems, and show them that they are seen and valued for who they are. She goes out of her way to love them. And she is able to love others now because of the love that she was shown by Major Bougainvillea. 1 John 4, verses 16 and 19 says, "And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. We love because he first loved us." Just as the Major's love saved Violet in many ways, God's love saves us, and because of his great love, we are able to love others. We can provide assistance and support to those in need. We can value people as fellow image bearers and show them they are worthy of love simply because of who they are. There are no other prerequisites for love. We love because God loves us. So today, rest in the knowledge that you are loved. And go out and show love to someone who needs that reminder too. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Shanine for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, never be cruel, never be cowardly, and never ever eat pears.